This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. I just glanced at my watch and I just saw it's 4 p.m. on Thursday. So that just mean it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
It's 4 p.m, so it's live and loud time.
That's right. I was feeling a bit high tech in the studio today.
Because you've set up a camera, haven't you?
I have. I got some CCTV footage put up. We got a couple of cameras in here, guys, and you can actually, if you are that way inclined, you can actually watch us do the show live by watching us on Periscope.
Yeah, you can see my back. It's a strong back.
Basically, it was Johnny just twerking. Yeah. And me grinning.
No, and these jeans, like the back of them, like, you know, where the belt strap kind of thing, one of them's kind of snapped off. So, I constantly have a builder's bum in these jeans. So, I mean, it could get a little racy, guys, if you want to tune into Periscope, quite frankly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. So yeah, you know, absolutely. You'll know which slot to put the credit cards in. That's for sure.
But yeah, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. It's that time again. It is.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's my favourite part of the week.
Yeah.
I don't really do much else. So it's not hard to me, but yeah.
It's the only day of the week I come out of the house.
Absolutely. It's that old dinner time. Yeah. I have a few of them. They're unspectacular. Just going day to day at the moment. So, yay! We're in the radio. Fantastic. Yeah. I'm going to bring everyone down to my level.
I can see there was some truth to some of that in your eyes.
Some of the best comedy is. Comes from truth, doesn't it, eh? That comes from truth. There's got to be some tears behind the laughs, definitely. So welcome, guys, welcome!
Yeah, welcome to the show!
Oh, I like these tangents where it starts becoming like a Samaritan's call.
Is Johnny all right?
Yeah, I'm worried about him, I don't care about the entertainment.
People are going to send some emails in, I was like, I'm just really worried for him.
Yeah, his well-being. Okay. It's live and loud time.
It is, it's live and loud.
So we're here, and in case you don't know, you're here with me, Johnny Cochran. Mr. Lover Johnny.
And me, I know. Tomlinson.
Perfect.
Sorry, I just stuttered on my own name.
Oh, I don't know why, and it's stuttering like that, which is catching in the friend zone all this time. So,
see now people can catch your grin now.
Oh, yeah. You give it a... Yeah, I'm just smiling at a camera there, like genuinely showing my happiness on that little thing. So that's good. Can they see the producers for you there on the camera?
They probably can on the top.
Oh, yeah, it. Yeah. Well, if you want, we've got some real eye candy in our producer gallery, so tune in and see our producers as well, guys. So, you
know, Natalie's just done some lippy.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all doing themselves up all of a sudden. You see the states they look like usually.
Adam's got clothes on this time.
Yeah. Exactly. They really let themselves go this week. They're really trying, making an effort.
Is that a new dress?
We're making it look good as well as sounding good today, guys. As you guys know who have tuned in, and for the people who haven't tuned in, we love hearing from you on this show.
Yes,
and we do want to hear from you, so you can get your emails into us at johnnyandinel@fubarradio.com.
That's right, get typing now, because there might be a little queue system.
Yeah, let us know you're listening, what you're enjoying, and just generally, you know, if you do big us up, you're definitely getting read out.
Oh, yeah. They get shot straight to the front of the pile.
Yeah, definitely, top of the pile.
If you also got some tweets for us as well, you can tweet us. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can tweet us at Johnny and I Know.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we let them know what's coming up on the show anyway, I Know?
Yeah, well, first up, we're going to be talking about what's trending this week. What's trending, what's been going on, what's been going on.
Absolutely. The story has been getting discussed in the world of social media. Those little news stories that have been popped up and shared and got everyone's chins wagging.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I know we're going to do our infamous Lendon Ear section.
Lendon Ear. For those that don't know, it's the part of the show where me and Johnny answer real problems from real people. That's you. You guys send us in the problems and we give you the best advice to those predicaments.
Yeah, 100% solid advice. It's just, there is no other advice. That's just the way it should
just follow
be done.
That.
Absolutely.
Step by step.
And as we as I mentioned earlier, if you do have any problems, because we're so nice, we run an A&E section, because we have some pre-prepared problems that have been sent in through the week. But if you've just thought of a problem you really need help with, send it in to johnnl@fubarradio.com.
That's right.
And we will sort your problem out on the spot.
Yeah, because something might have just happened to you today. And it's like, damn, I need an answer to this problem. Send it in to us, innit?
And if you're feeling nervous about that problem as well, like, you're, oh, this is really embarrassing, don't worry, you obviously haven't heard some of the clientele that we usually deal with.
We've had some serious problems on this show.
So feel free to get yours in. You probably, we're very hard to be shocked these days.
Exactly.
Very hard.
It's any, no problem is too big or too small. So send it in.
And then after our Lend an Ear section, what we got coming up right now?
We got Blast from the Past.
That's the blast.
Nice.
That is the section of the show where we take a buzzword. Mm. We take a buzzword and talk about the stories and issues that buzzword makes us think about. We then in turn play a song that is connected to those stories.
That's right. And today's buzzword is superstitious.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Superstitions. We're going to be rolling out some of our stories that we think about when we think about superstitions. So if you've got any, again, send them in. Pretty simple stuff. After that, because I mean it sounded absolutely jam-packed, we've also got our spoilers on screen
section. On screen! And we didn't get the chance to talk about Making a Murderer last week because we ran out of time, but we will get to it this week.
Yeah, we hope so.
We'll try.
Yeah, we're aiming to get to Making a Murderer stuff this week. Definitely trying to get round to that. So yeah, there you go. Do you know what I know?
What? Oh, someone's faster than the old fingers on the old typing.
Absolutely, about 7 minutes in and we've already got an email.
Nice. Who's that record for all down here? That's a world record, that is.
Yeah, that's in early. That is in early. Sweet Dreams, not.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Hi. I was listening to last week's show about the Freddy Krueger Whisperer.
Oh, God. I remember that. For those that who didn't listen last week, there was an email sent in about a guy, about a girl who her partner, who she sleeps with, when he's asleep, he starts whispering Freddy Krueger stuff in her ear.
And, well, very bizarre stuff like, Freddy Krueger's coming, and have you contacted your solicitor? Really random juxtapositions there. Because if you thought, oh, he must be having a nightmare, and then he adds something in that sounds quite reasonable and real.
Like, no, that's actually something I need to do tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. I do actually need to speak to my solicitor. Where's Freddy Krueger then coming in there? She was talking about last week's show about the Freddy Krueger Whisperer. I have a similar experience every night.
Oh, God.
And you get used to it after a year or so. Ugh. My one sits up every night and either says, "The bells, the bells!"
Was he like Hunchback of Notre Dame and saying, "The bells!"
Because he might don't. Oh, dear. That's
the bells.
Enough to wake anyone up. Or Bob's for Apples. I mean, how do you bob for an apple when you're asleep? What's going on there? I thought he had some sort of Tourette's thing, but he says he doesn't. It's just a sleep disorder. It's kind of weird as he doesn't actually like apples and only eats mangoes.
Don't touch him. Golden Delicious, I don't go anywhere near him.
Well, he does enough in his dreams, doesn't he? Isn't that? I'm all fed up.
Bloody bobbing all night.
Sometimes I'd like to put an apple in his mouth at night to hush him up. He's a lovely boyfriend, but I never had bags under my eyes until I met him. Debbie.
Sorry to hear that, Deb.
Nice one, Debbie.
Wow.
Nice one.
I didn't realise so many people had so many different, like, sleeping disorders, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that, right?
Do you know what? We actually talk about this every... I mean, we kind of mention it on mic, but we also mention it when we're off. Like, do you know what? I've never felt so middle of the road as I do when I listen to some of these problems. I talk in my sleep, but I'm just a nudge away from going back and being silent again.
Yeah.
I don't do any of this other nonsense. You know what I mean? I don't own a pair of wheelies. I don't eat raw steak in mirrors. Like, or Heelys, whatever they're called. Like, there's some loose cannons out there, and they're making us look good, to be fair.
It makes me wonder why we're single.
Absolutely. It does. Do you know what I know? It's their problem, not ours. Yeah, I've worked it out now.
I mean, they're going for all the guys in the heelys, isn't it?
Exactly. With sleeping issues, you know, Freddy Krueger and the bells!
To listen to more of this episode, and to catch up on all of our shows, go to FUBARradio.com.